The seventh day of the feast fell out on Shabbos. The Jews stayed away in order not to desecrate the holy day. On Shabbos, in all Jewish homes, Shabbos Neros shine brightly and sounds of Zmiros ring in the air. After enjoying their Shabbos Suda, the members of each household begin discussing Divrei Torah. However, in the king's palace, a completely different scene transpired. Yes, they too were eating and drinking, but their discussion was of a different sort. A drunken argument began.
You're absolutely wrong. You just don't understand the point I am trying to make.
I disagree. There's no doubt about it. The people of Modi are definitely more superior in every way.
No. You don't realize what you're up against. The Persians can win over the Medes without the slightest effort.
You're making a terrible mistake.
Well, you're wrong. That's the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my entire life. Let me make myself perfectly clear. I am not a crook.
Gentlemen, please. We have been debating this vital topic for over 3 hours. I believe that as king, I should make the final decision. It's not the Persians nor the Medes who possess the most beauty in the kingdom. My queen Vashti is neither a Mede nor a Persian and is far more beautiful than anyone else. I'll prove it to you. Guards!
We are here.
It is the will of the king.
Bring me Vashti, wearing the royal crown.
Meanwhile, in the chambers of the queen...
Leia, boil a cup of tea for me at once.
Yes, your majesty.
A maid should always have a smile on her face while serving her mistress.
Yes, your majesty.
Leia, did you tend the garden today as I instructed?
No, your majesty. I haven't been able to take care of it yet. I hope to tend to it first thing tomorrow morning.
What do you mean? You didn't do it yet? Don't give me your excuses. I know why you didn't work today. Because it's your holy Sabbath, and you didn't want to work on Sabbath. Tell me!
Ow.
That's the real reason, isn't it?
Please let me go. I thought your majesty didn't need the work done until tomorrow.
Don't you lie to me! I know why you transgressed my command. You really want to keep your Sabbath, don't you? But it won't work. My grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed your holy temple, and I will prevent it from ever being rebuilt. You see these water basins? They were taken from your holy temple. Your God is no longer with you. If he still has any power, why doesn't he stand up and avenge his honor?
Your majesty yourself demonstrates the greatness of my God. If Hashem allows such wicked people as yourself to continue living, it's the biggest proof of his greatness. Hashem is in no rush. He rules over the whole world, and there is no place you can hide from him. Don't worry. You won't go unpunished for long. Hashem has seen all the suffering and embarrassment you have caused to all Jewish girls. Ow!
You filthy Jewess! You will be punished dearly for your foolish remarks. What is it now?
Queen Vashti, the king formally requests Her Majesty's royal participation.
To show herself to all the officials.
Wearing the royal crown. Quiet! I'll deal with you later. Go into the back room. What an honor, a chance to show off my greatness. I'll be with you in a moment. Just one last look in the mirror. Marvelous. Wait! What's happening? Pimples! Pimples are going out of me! All over my skin! Oh, I look so ugly! What could be more embarrassing than that? What's this? An ugly tail is growing out of me too! Oh no!
The king is waiting.
Oh, I can never appear this way before all those people. Why, I'd be the laughing stock of the entire kingdom. Guards! Guards! Go tell your stupid master that in the house of my father, King Belshazzar, he wouldn't have been good enough to clean the horse's stables! My father could drink enough wine for 1,000 men and wouldn't get drunk. Achashverosh has just a few drinks and becomes completely crazy. I refuse to obey his insane command.
guards hastened to return to the king with the wicked Queen Vashti's reply.
Your Majesty.
The queen refuses to come.
How dare she? What did she say?
Well, first she said, what is it now?
All right, but get to the point.
She said, go tell your stupid master that in the house of my father, King Belshazzar...
He wouldn't have been good enough to clean the horse's stables.
My father could drink enough wine for 1,000 men and wouldn't get drunk, but Ahasuerus has just a few drinks and becomes completely crazy. I refuse to obey his insane command. Tell the king I will not come.
What did she say?
She said, go tell your stupid master.
Enough! So, that's what she said.
Yep. That's what she said.
I'm not sure how to deal with such insolence. Guards! Guards! Bring me my royal advisors!
The king turned to the 7 princes of Persia and Media who were closest to him.
So, that's the story, gentlemen. Now, according to the law, what should be done to Queen Vashti for refusing to obey my orders? Go ahead, talk it over.
Your Majesty, although your humble servant Haman is unworthy of speaking before your more worthy advisors...
Big shot Haman again, always pushing his way ahead of everyone.
Out of my great love for the king, I must advise him that Vashti has wronged not only his majesty, but the entire kingdom.
This guy's completely off his rocker.
When women will hear how the queen got away with such disrespect to her husband, all women will also mock their husbands.
I can imagine who's the boss in Haman's house.
If it pleases the king, he shall decree that the queen be executed. The king will then crown a new queen who shall never repeat Vashti's foolish ways. And let it be decreed throughout the land that from now on, all women must honor their husbands.
That's the most ridiculous law I've ever heard in my entire life. Ahasuerus would have to be a complete fool to pass such a law.
That's an excellent idea.
I knew it.
Truly brilliant. The law has now been passed. Messengers, spread the word. Pass the law around to all the lands. Let every man rule his household and speak in the language of his people. Royal executioner, go fetch Vashti and execute the execution. And no excuses. Now, gentlemen, back to more serious business. On with the party!